This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not only is it the middle show of the work week, and we've already peaked, we're past the midway point, heading down the other side toward not just the weekend, but the first weekend of the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments, which means wall-to-wall basketball. However, you're going to need to make some time for baseball because we are just an hour away from the start of the 2024 MLB season. First ever regular season games in Seoul, South Korea. And if you missed it, an hour ago, Jesse Agler, who is the play-by-play voice of the Padres radio network, joined us from the field at the Gochuk Sky Dome. I asked him how to pronounce it so I wouldn't get it wrong. The Gochuk Sky Dome. Seats, 17,000 people. That's it. Wow. But it is a buzz. Electric, loud, he said. And he listed a long group of baseball and pop culture celebrities who are there for the occasion. Not to mention the fans who are flocking to see Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. It's a fun name to say, but boy, can you get messed up. It's a little bit like Tua Tagovailoa. You just have to say it. Don't think about it. Just take the plunge. Yama. They call him Yama. Along with Yu Darvish, who's starting for the Padres. And then Ha-Sung Kim, who's a Seoul, South Korean native and has gotten an incredible reception being home in the stadium where he used to play his pro ball. I like this gesture by Major League Baseball. I think it's really neat when you've got teams that go to Mexico, right? And you've got players who are Hispanic and it matters so much to them to be able to play in a country where their language is primary. It's number one. And so I asked Jesse, what language did they use to introduce the players? Now he said he didn't know. He would find out when the game started. So Jay and I are thinking maybe they do both Korean as well as English. I'm sure there will be some fans in the stadium who know English, but probably not the majority of them would know it well. And also, the other thing is, does it matter? Because they can see who's up to bat, right? They can see who's at the plate. They're there for, you know, the experience, of course, and obviously for these handful of players that are Asian, that are, well, in the case of Shohei Ohtani, are global sensations. I don't think that necessarily need to have the introductions, but to add to it, right? To make it more official as a Major League Baseball game. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to get in the car. It starts an hour from now, so Jay and I will have live baseball to listen to on our commutes home.
How about when the batters at the plate, they'll show a picture of them like on the outfield jumbotron or whatever.
How about that?
With their name.
Yeah.
But do you think they'll have their name in Korean or in English? Because if I don't know who I'm looking at.
Huh. Can you put in a proper name into,
I don't know,
Korean? So for instance, Amy Lawrence.
Right.
Would it translate to something in Korean?
With the
or would it just be Amy Lawrence?
Well, it's different, like, characters.
Spelling it out.
Right.
Huh. You could spell it out on the screen, but I thought you meant, like, announcing it.
No, like, spelling it out on the screen. So if they didn't say his name in English, which mm-hmm. I think they will. I think they'll do both. But would I, and I don't know his face, say just, you know, off
the
top of my head.
Wait, but hold on, though. How else could you say the names, though? I mean, if they're names that are proper English names, how could you say them in Korean?
I'm talking about written on the Jumbotron.
Right. So you said, I think they'll say the names in English, but
yeah,
they kind of have to.
I think they will say that.
Oh, well. You mean the whole intro is in English.
Right.
Okay.
Say if it was all in Korean. Because you said there'd be a chance if you're looking at someone, you wouldn't know who they were if it was never said in English.
Hmm. Wait, never said in English or never said in Korean?
In English. If you were an English speaker at the stadium.
Oh, and you didn't know there's... You think? I feel like if you're an English speaker, then you probably can... I don't know, read the names on the back of the jerseys or...
Yeah, that's a good point. The names on the back of the jerseys.
All right. Well, this will be interesting. At least we know the food's really good. According to Jesse, he hasn't stopped eating. He's going to go on a salad fast when he gets home. So we're really excited about that. We love international sporting events here on After Hours because they coincide with the time that we're awake and working. And it was really cool to have Jesse join us live from the Go Chuck Sky Dome in advance of his call of Padres and Dodgers, which officially opens the Major League Baseball season earlier, of course. Maybe you weren't expecting it on March 20th, but, well, it's 12 hours from now, right? So there in Seoul, it's now 5 p.m., and we talked about travel. We talked about the atmosphere around the city and in the stadium and what it's like. So if you missed that conversation with Jesse and you want a primer, you can grab it on our podcast. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, oh my gosh, there's so much. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, want to know from you, would you rather lose sleep over March Madness? Because if you're committed to March Madness and the tournament that's about to take over domination, it's total world domination for March Madness on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday too for the women, you really do have to lose sleep. There's no way that you can watch it all if you aren't cutting out, well, probably work as well, work and sleep. And I've heard from some of you who have taken the time off. Or would you rather lose sleep over the start of the baseball season? And we're talking about two teams that are on the West Coast, right? Or they're housed on the West Coast. And so it's 3 a.m. San Diego and L.A. time when this game begins. Our friend Michael Duarte, who's a frequent guest. I don't even call him a guest anymore. He's just family from NBC L.A. He's actually in Los Angeles. He did not make the trip. But he's said, I'm keeping your hours, which is appropriate, I think. So here we are telling you that live baseball comes up in an hour, but also knowing that college basketball is going to start at noon on Thursday and Friday and play for about 12 hours straight. So which one is worth losing sleep over? We've got a poll up again on Twitter, mine or After Hours CBS, and then our Facebook page as well. Those of you who sent questions for Ask Amy Anything, I will go back on Wednesday and answer as many of those as I can get to without writing you a short novel. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm sure producer Jay is more than willing to answer your questions about how to fill out a bracket. Just call him. You ask him. He's got all kinds of tips. I actually do have some tips that I could pass along. I don't know how many of them we'll get to on this show, but we'll sprinkle them out between now and then tomorrow night as well. Your brackets are not due for the men's tournament until Thursday before the games tip, and then on Friday before the women's tip. We do have a brand new women's poll or women's bracket. We've never done that before, but because you're all about it, and because we're really excited to see some of these superstars, new superstars, right? Not just Caitlin Clark, but South Carolina and Camila Cardoso, and what we've seen out of LSU and freshman Juju Watkins, not to mention some of the old faithful like UConn on the women's side and the men's side, right? It's going to be a lot of fun to see LSU, the defending champions, back on the court too. So the women's bracket is available as well as the men's. I haven't done either one. I'll just fess up. I still have, I suppose by this time tomorrow, I'll be getting closer. Jay, have you done yours yet?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so we're waiting to the last possible second. Do as we say, not as we do.
We really need to see who won these first four games. That was my thing. First four in.
They give you these first four games. You don't have to pick them.
It was a joke.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, just want to be sure that you weren't misleading the peeps. Speaking of the first four, well, we had one game that went down to the wire. We had another that maybe played right into the narrative that the ACC put the wrong teams in or that the Virginia Cavaliers had no business making the field.
Top of the arc, Cartier whistles one to the left corner for Clifford. He bangs in on Murray, spins to the baseline. Ball away, jumper rattles in, plus the foul. Neek Clifford is balling tonight. Colorado State leads by 20 with 17 minutes to go. Beekman goes into the corner. Catch and shoot three for Groves. Way short, an air ball. Virginia has had good shooters air ball multiple threes tonight.
Ooh.
That's about right. Clifford left corner for Colorado State. Drives baseline, drops it off to the right block for Scott. Easy as you like for the right-hand layup. A game-high 15 for Joel Scott. And it's a 41-21 Colorado State lead with 13.5 to go. Virginia will inbound with 0.6 on the clock, and that will do it. There's the horn, a Colorado State blowout. The Rams pummel Virginia 67-42 at the first four. They hold Virginia to 25% shooting and cruise on to face Texas in the round of 64.
Let's go!
I don't know, it's hard to be prouder of a group of guys, man. The way that you guys have battled to fight just to get here in this moment, the way you've handled the last 48 hours has just been incredible. But that's what you've done. That's what you've done all year. That's what some of you guys have done in your charger. That's what your character is. Absolutely unbelievable here tonight. But here's the deal, man. Our goal wasn't just to get here all year. Our goal was to win when we get here, all right? Yeah. You know what? We're getting on a plane tonight to Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah.
Survive in advance. We'll wake up tomorrow. We got the Texas Longhorns on Thursday night. All right,
ready? Yeah.
Team together on three. Great job, man. Team together. One, two, three.
Team together.
Led by the head coach, Nico Medved, and his locker room, they are hyped up after this victory. Colorado State, part of the Mountain West, in which teams were valued lower than what a lot of experts, insiders, bracketologists predicted. They thought the Mountain West would get the most teams ever, but also have higher seeds. Uh-oh, I have to sneeze. Seeds, and I don't know what it is about seeds. Well, pumpkin seeds.
Say pineapple.
Pineapple? Does that make me sneeze?
It's supposed to make it go away.
Well, I kind of want to sneeze. Don't you feel that sensation and want to sneeze it out?
Yeah, normally. But
right.
Like,
but not in the middle of a radio show?
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't care. We're all family
go
here.
Go for it.
Well, I can't now because I said pineapple.
Did it work?
And I, what if I look at the light and say pineapple?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think your body would know what to do.
It's a little bit like if you try to sneeze with your eyes open and your eyeballs come flying out of your head.
Exactly like that.
Don't do that.
I've tried.
Please don't do that during the show because
no,
that would
years.
Be disgusting. I might not be able to keep talking if I'm, this is me. Okay, let's simulate this. Do you have some kind of a thumping noise? So on YouTube, find the noise that a bird makes when it flies into a window.
Oh no.
Because you know how they make a really distinct sound. I always feel bad when birds mistake a window for an open flying lane, and so they fly right into it. I'm sure there's that sound effect somewhere on YouTube. So could you imagine, I'm minding my own business, I'm talking, maybe I'm looking at my computer screen, I'm making a really intelligent and smart opinion about a particular sporting event, not looking at producer Jay at all, and because we're separated by the double-paned glass, I cannot hear that he sneezes. Also, I can't really see him because I'm not looking at him, and all of a sudden, there's this thumping noise as he sneezes with his eyes open, and the eyeball comes flying out and smacks into the glass between us.
So your concern wouldn't be from me.
You have two.
Didn't they both come out? Or I just like winked maybe.
There's no way both your eyeballs.
How did we get to break?
I never thought. You still have one eye. I never thought about that. Both eyeballs?
Both eyeballs.
You know, that's how we know it's a myth. Because if your eyes are open, I mean, I guess you could theoretically be closing one eye, but that would be hard to do in the midst of a violent sneeze. You could throw your back out and lose both your eyeballs. And actually, if you go back to that sound effect, didn't we hear two thumping noises?
Well, they're about to hit.
Don't talk during it. One more time. Yep, both eyeballs. They both.
Both popped out.
No, they went flying across the room. I would say the double pane glass is probably 7 feet from where you are. And
roughly.
So on your side of the glass, both your eyeballs just hit the glass.
Just projectile.
I'm not sure that I could continue speaking. What would I do? I'd have to inform the audience of something.
Yeah.
I'd have to call 911. Wouldn't we call 911 if someone lost their eyeballs?
Alert the audience first, just to make sure everyone knows we're on the same page.
What am I supposed to say? Jay just lost his eyeballs?
Yeah, he sneezed and didn't close his eyes in time, and now
I'm supposed to give play-by-play of this like violent medical situation where you're in like unbelievable distress.
Oh yeah,
you can't see anything. You could still hear. You heard your eyeballs hit the window.
You think I can still hear in that situation, or would my senses just be totally?
You lost your eyes, not your ears.
Right, but would everything just be out of whack at that point?
No, you would be hearing it, which would be even scarier because you'd be hearing things, but you couldn't see anything.
What would the smell be like? Just thinking of the senses.
No, I wouldn't come in there for that reason. I'd be afraid I'd step on the eyeballs. I mean, they need
to be... Step on my eyeballs?
No, I they need to be retrieved by a medical professional with gloves.
At least gloves.
Although I kind of feel like we have leftover COVID gloves in the office somewhere. You know
We're not using those to pick up my eyes.
Yes, we
are. No, we are not.
They're blue,
we need
right?
Something sterile.
Aren't they? They are sterile. Well, they've been there for 4 years. Actually, they didn't bring us any gloves for like a whole year. They finally put hand sanitizer up like a year after the pandemic. Anyway, so I'd have to run out. First of all, I'd have to tell people that we had a medical emergency. And then I'd have to, I guess, come in there and put the show on break. So send the automatic tone so everyone went to break.
Right.
Otherwise, we'd just have open mics. Dead air, the alarms would be going off. Could you imagine? You've lost your eyeballs, you're completely disoriented and freaked out, and then alarms start going off. So I'd have to come in there. You better teach me how to do this just in case. Like what button to press
just
to send us to break.
All the mics on, though, and just having like the chaos of the play-by-play.
That's unfair to you. No, that's unfair to you. I feel like that's violating your medical privacy or your right to privacy.
I'll allow it.
As the Brits say it, across the pond, your privacy.
I will allow it.
You'll allow an open mic while you're screaming that my eyeballs are across the room?
Yeah, at least then it would be documented and it wouldn't be all just for nothing.
There's something wrong with you.
Why? There'd be a story to tell and like make a movie out of or something.
About how your eyeballs flew out of your...
Yeah.
It's not he said, she said. No one's not going to believe me when I tell the story. Not to mention I'd be calling 911. Oh my gosh, we're on the 10th floor. This would be tough.
It would be tough.
How quickly? See, I'd have to go get the gloves and pick up the eyeballs and preserve them in, say, a plastic bag. You know what?
A Ziploc.
Every night? Yes. That way they don't get contaminated.
We need like some dry ice or something.
Yeah, because we have that here in the building. We barely have regular ice. But here's the thing, Jay. Every single night, I bring a baggie full of... Uh-oh. A baggie full of goldfish. So I'll just quickly empty out the goldfish.
Oh, get all cheese residue on my eyes moving forward.
They can spritz them off. Get your eyeballs, carefully place them. But I'm going to have to run out and find those blue COVID gloves. Carefully place them into the baggie. Seal up the baggie. I'll leave the baggie like full of air so nothing happens to your eyeballs. Your eyes still get oxygen.
Some like solution in there
or
something?
The air still need oxygen? Oh, I have solution in my bag.
All right.
Okay, so I can give you. I can frequently open the bag and put lens rewriting drops on you.
What do we put on my eyes? Like sunglasses?
Can you just close them?
I don't know.
Well, you lost your eyeballs, not your eyelids. I bet
that's
you could
freaking
close.
Me out, that thought of closing your eyelids with eyes.
Don't you worry. I'll call 911 immediately, and then I will retrieve your eyeballs.
Maybe let them.
You just want them to sit on the floor? Do you know how long it's been since they vacuumed that floor?
Oh, I do.
Oh, my gosh. You'd rather have goldfish residue on them. Than... Okay, all of that, and I no longer have to sneeze.
Oh, so it worked.
We're good.
Pineapple.
I guess I should have just said that and not anything else.
You'd have to lead me, though, out of the building.
You would not let anyone touch you. You would be freaked out. You'd be in an ambulance.
But how would I get there? You'd have to lead me.
They would be coming up to get you on a stretcher, I'm sure.
Like a gurney?
As long as it's not maybe a stretcher or a gurney. As long as it's not a casket, right? As long as they don't cover you with a sheet. Andrew says, am I having deja vu or have you all had this exact conversation about Jay sneezing and popping eyeballs out before? Well, we have, Andrew, but we never carried it far enough that, like, what would we do in the case of that emergency? Now we have a plan.
Yeah. It's always good to have a plan.
I feel like the company makes us go through all this training. Why not training for this exact situation? A medical emergency, loss of eyeballs.
I'll tell you, I just took a bunch of those training videos, and this situation with the eyeballs would come up more than any of those situations would.
I haven't done that yet.
They got really mad at me.
They keep sending me nasty emails that you're no longer in compliance. How long did it take you to do them?
Oh, I think one was from 2022. So, yeah.
So Lawrence says your eyeballs are attached to your head by your ocular nerves. They would be dangling.
My nerves or my eyes? Both, I guess.
Your eyeballs and your nerves.
So they wouldn't projectile. What if it was like a really hard sneeze?
We hope that they wouldn't like actually detach from the ocular nerves.
Well, we don't know.
Nope, we don't.
Would it be weirder if they were just hanging or if they just totally projectile?
If they're hanging, I'm not coming anywhere in there.
I don't blame
you. I'll retrieve your eyeballs from the floor because that floor is disgusting. But I would.
Nice of you.
You're welcome. And like I said, I'll spritz them. I'll keep them in a bag and I'll spritz them so that they don't dry out and shrivel up like raisins. But I'm not going to come in there if they're hanging from your head.
I think that's fair.
In fact, I might start yelling on the air. Ah! 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 Could I yell and call 911 all at the same time? Could you imagine? Help! 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 My producer, I can't say producer, they won't know what that means. My colleagues, his eyeballs, they're hanging out of his head!
Think they've ever got that one before?
Huh. I think they train for everything. Unlike us, our training does not cover this. Scott has a visual of Jay's eyeballs hanging from his face. I mean, that'd be a great Halloween costume. Yeah, we'd have a great, that's because you can't see.
Exactly.
I feel like this is a perfect costume for Halloween. We'll put patches over your eyes so people can't tell that they're not your real eyeballs. And then we'll hang some fake eyeballs.
Like, yeah, you put like slinkies on them.
Obviously, that's fake.
Well, yeah, but it's, for sure.
No, we need something that looks like ocular nerves.
Okay.
Pipe cleaner, something like that. And then we can paint it red.
Maybe it's a little more loose.
A scrunchie. Paint it red. Like, one of those.
I'm picturing like a sour punch straw. Something like that, but,
it's cherry. All right. We started out talking about March Madness and baseball, and somehow, I was a little concerned because I was worried about the sneeze, and then it went from, this is what happens.
What the hell's going on right now?
I can't possibly explain it. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, take our poll. You'd much rather be watching baseball or March Madness than listening to us. We needed a game plan. You're welcome. Now you've got one for your office as well and a Halloween costume while you're at it. So, find us on Twitter and Facebook. You can participate in the After Hours Bracket Challenges because there's more than one. And at the same time, we want you to check out our brand new YouTube video that's up, a video version of Ask Amy Anything. It has nothing to do with eyeballs, I swear. It's After Hours with Amy Lauren.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Back into the 2-3 zone, defending the basket to our right. Escara goes to the left wing for Brown with 10 to shoot. Drives left baseline. Ball is loose. Kicked by Hairston. No call. It's into the backcourt. Picked up by Escara with 5. Escara races ahead. Pulls up for a logo 3. Wow. He drills it. Oh, Escara from way downtown. Now Escara left side with 1.5 minutes to play in the first 4. Wagner basketball up 5. Howard pressuring almost all the way out to half court. Council near side left, drives baseline on Hairston, pulls up with a block. Ooh. He got it off the window, plus the foul. It's Melvin Council Jr.'s night. He has 21 and stares at the Howard bench. Rebound Dockery with 5 seconds. Hairston straight on 3. He was blocked. Kick out Dockery, 3 on the way. Uh-oh. No, it's short. 3 chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner survives. The Seahawks, with only 7 healthy players, hold on to beat Howard, 71-68 of the first 4.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Congratulations to the Wagner Seahawks, small school on Staten Island, believe it or not. So just a few miles from where I sit right now in Lower Manhattan. It's one of the 5 boroughs of New York City, and they consider themselves to be a close-knit community. I didn't even know they had a university until I read it. Wagner University Seahawks from Staten Island. First ever NCAA tournament win. And for them, it was a little dicey. They had a 17-point lead, but Howard came roaring back. That lead went from 17 down to 1 in the span of a couple of minutes. The calls from the tournament on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Part of the reason is because Donald Copeland's Seahawks only had 7 active players, 7 guys who could play.
I would imagine some places they might just come in the gym and just, hey, listen, we got 7. We just got to go through the motions. We never did that. We prepared the right way. We expected to win even when we did lose. And then now to fight in the NEC tournament the way we did, it speaks volume, I think, to the culture. I think it speaks to the kids I have.
It's really amazing that the team hasn't had a full contact practice, meaning they haven't been able to play actual basketball in practice since December, because they don't have enough bodies. And for those of you who've maybe not ever been to a college basketball practice, a lot of times they do bring in practice players where they'll have either coaches that fill out the other team, or actually in the case of a lot of women's teams, they'll bring in men's practice players so that they can kind of simulate the physical nature of the game and get some of their young women used to more of the contact and bodying up against tougher players. But you can't ask your 7 guys to go full contact in a practice and wear them out when they've got games all the time. So not since December have they had a full contact practice. And so this was tough, but they stayed real physical. And I love the fact that they left everything out there on the court. Melvin Council, 21 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. First NCAA tournament win is worth it.
Defensive rebounding, because, you know, first half they out-rebounded us, so we was just every huddle, defensive rebound, let's get a stop and let's go.
Okay, I know this is really important, March Madness is huge, but right now I'm looking at live coverage of GoChuck Stadium, and there is a all-female band and what appears to be a dance team behind them, and they're performing something along the lines of what you would see at a Super Bowl halftime show. Okay, maybe not that extensive. It's not that many people, and the stadium is much smaller, but I'm not kidding. They just cut live on ESPN to the pregame, and there is what appears to be, they've gone away now to talk about Korea's baseball history, but there appears to be a female pop band. Look, Jay, look.
I see him.
A female pop band. I'm not joking. It looks like there's a laser show. There is a, oh my gosh, there's a dance team of probably, what would you say, 40 people out there?
Yeah, at least.
All female. And so the pop stars, there's five or six of them in the middle, and they are doing an all-out performance. This is a big deal in Korea. They're taking over the entire field right now. And the laser show and the lights behind them, I have not seen them identified yet on screen, but this is like Super Bowl halftime show material. Wowzers.
I would imagine it's a popular K-pop band over there. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Yeah, super popular. I've got friends who, no matter where K-pop is or where they hold the K-pop conventions around the country, they go to all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It's huge. It's growing, too, still, as big as it's gotten.
For the Dodgers and Padres, 6,000 miles for them each to get to Seoul, South Korea. And it's been a frenzy, but it's pretty incredible to see some of the footage now. Shohei Ohtani, he's got a special guard around him. Maybe they don't know who Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts are. But it's awesome, too. We heard from Jesse Agler, who's the play-by-play voice of the Padres. He joined us live from Seoul 90 minutes ago, and he was talking about how a lot of the families for these players have gone as well, probably not on the team charters, but they've gone as well to make this kind of a vacation, and they've been there for a week already. They've had a couple of exhibitions trying to get used to the time change, and he said there was a lot of fatigue in the first couple days, but that it's been amazing to be there. And so, yeah, the atmosphere, it's going to be loud. If you listen to it in the next 30, it starts in 30 minutes. You listen to it, you're going to hear this incredible noise because they're in a dome, the Gochuk Sky Dome. It's only 17,000 people, so it's relatively small. They're going to try to raise the roof. Can't wait. Dodgers, Padres, definitely loud noises. Jay, a couple suggestions. Are you ready?
For my eyes?
Yes, one tweet. Is there a 5-second rule for eyeballs? I think there should be. There's a 5-second rule for candy, or like when I drop goldfish on the ground, I'll pick it up quickly. If I drop a Sour Patch Kid, I'm absolutely picking it up.
I mean, that's a Sour Patch Kid.
Right. But how contaminated can it get in 5 seconds?
I think they did a thing on that.
So if we pick up your eyeballs, I'd have to rush in there. I'd forget the show. Rush in there, pick up your eyeballs, let's go.
That would be your first. I appreciate that. That right away, if you saw my eyeballs pop out, you'd be like, I have to get them.
Want me to save the eyeballs?
First, yeah.
Yes. Okay. They might be a little bit oblong. They would be misshapen from hitting the window.
I hope not too bad.
Actually, they're not completely round spheres. They are oblong.
Are they?
Yes, they are. Anyway.
Maybe they'd be round then.
One more, this is amazing. This comes from Matt, who's listening to us. I think in Charlotte or in that area. If Jay sneezed his eyeballs out, at least he wouldn't have to watch any more training videos.
You know what? He might be onto something.
Dang it. Why didn't I think of that? Okay. We're asking you to be part of the After Hours Bracket Challenge for both the men and the women. So we've got two this year. We're watching Yu Darvish warm up live in Seoul, South Korea. He'll be starting for the Padres against Tyler Glasnow, one of the trio of players that the Dodgers committed $1 billion to this offseason. Oh my gosh. Did you say it looks like Oppenheimer?
Tyler Glasnow looks just like Oppenheimer in the movie.
No, he does.
He's identical.
The pop show continues. How about that?
It's a good choreography.
It is. It's impressive.
I saw Fernando Tatis run across them.
Run right in front of them. Yeah, it's like Super Bowl halftime stuff. Make sure you tune it in. I'm so excited. Just because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, and there'll be baseball. Bring it. Let's go.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball stolen away by Najee Marshall. He took it away from Thomas. Throws a lob for Zion and a two-hand slam. Wow. A steal and a transition lob to Zion Williamson, who was flying in.
Alley-oop.
Fly, big boy.
And that's what everybody in this building has been waiting for all night long.
The soaring, he has been trying to catch a lob. That's the third opportunity, and he cashed it.
And it started defensively with the Najee Marshall steal.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Najee Marshall with the steal and set up his teammate Zion Williamson for what may be the new Dunk of the Year candidate. We had one with Anthony Edwards leapfrogging over the top of John Collins and dislocating his finger on the rim. That goes back to Monday night. Although Anthony Edwards was just fine last night, he was scored 30 points against the Nuggets and helping to bring them back. This was a very tight game. It's a real good game, too, actually. If you haven't seen it, I know NBA TV has been replaying parts of it overnight. But yeah, the Wolves had to play back-to-backs, and they were trailing the Nuggets by a significant amount, but were able to push them to the brink in the late stages. A couple of free throws for Jamal Murray that sealed it, but they got Anthony Edwards back on the court. So Ant dislocates a finger on a dunk over the top of John Collins, but last night, Zion Williamson on a breakaway, he is at least 2 feet above the rim. When that man is healthy, which he is right now, not only are the Pelicans a contender, I mean, they're top five in the Western Conference, but he is worth the price of admission.
That was sick.
This is the guy we saw coming out of Duke after his freshman year when the NBA lottery essentially was the Zion Williamson sweepstakes. The call's there on both the Nets radio network and then Pelicans radio. And so it's Najee Marshall. And Zion was asked after the fact what he was thinking when he saw Najee pick the pocket of his opponent.
Throw it up. Because it was crazy because me and him had like just talked about it. He said, hey, man, you go to the paint, you need to start dunking. So when he got the steal, I said, oh, he's throwing it. So he threw a good pass and went and got it.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, it was a thunderous dunk. It wasn't a posterized, no one got posterized, pasteurized. No one got pulverized in the making of this video. So yeah, no one got posterized, but posterized. Now I don't know. Now I can't figure out how to say it. It doesn't matter because right now they are introducing the Dodgers starting lineup in Seoul, South Korea. So first Mookie Betts, now comes Shohei Ohtani. How exciting. For him. Dave Roberts came first, actually. And here comes Freddie Freeman. If you didn't see it, MLB Network did a sit-down, Harold Reynolds, with the three MVP candidates for the Dodgers, Freeman, Ohtani, and Betts. And they actually went through and had a whole debate over who would lead the team in which categories, which I thought was interesting. But also, Freeman, I mean, he was psyched when they found out that Shohei was choosing the Dodgers.
That week,
you know, hearing about planes going to Toronto and stuff like that. I think we're all just like, you know, when he signed with us, I don't think I lost a smile for a few days, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where we get to have Shohei on our team and be a part of this organization, and you know, get to play with Shohei.
Yeah, what about those three guys in the lineup back to back to back?
A couple games this spring has been really cool. Like, I let off the game with a hit, then he hits a double, then he'll hit a homer, or he'll hit a single.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang.
We had one game where he went single, 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 and it was like, boom, like that. Within like five pitches, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun.
I imagine it's kind of fun.
Dang.
Funny moment, too, with Harold Reynolds, again, on MLB Network. And the whole video is up on their Twitter account. But he is talking to Freeman and Shohei because Mookie Betts was late arriving. So they're waiting on him. So he's talking to Shohei, just kind of off the cuff, and is asking him about his hitting routine.
Shohei, do you have a routine? Do you have a hitting routine?
Nope.
No.
A little bit. Just cage walk, tee, flip, that's it. No machine, no arm.
No machine, no arm.
Wow.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, Harold is a former big leaguer himself, so I suppose he can say that to Shohei Ohtani. But you got to hear him speak English there, which I thought was awesome.
Now, nope.
No, that's not all he said. He said just cage and tee.
Tee, flip, that's it.
Well, what was the third one there? Cage, tee, and?
Flip.
Flip?
Flip, I think, maybe.
Okay, but he said no.
Flip, yeah, I guess flip. Like underhand toss.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. But he did say no live BP, right? And well, no arm is what he said. That's pretty amazing.
No machine, no arm.
See, you can hear him. That's great. But his interpreter was sitting off camera there just in case they needed him. But I thought it was cool that he spoke English. And you'll see him communicating with teammates and with others. So he speaks English pretty well. Just I think as a lot of these guys, they don't want to say the wrong thing. And it's just more comfortable when they're getting questions tossed at them. So, yeah, really cool. It's a buzz there, even though I can't hear it. Just the reaction as the players are getting introduced now in Seoul, South Korea. Manny Machado coming through what is a bit of a light show. They've got like these 7 or 8 foot high sparklers that are going off. Oh, and there you go. Ha Sung Kim just got introduced. That's really neat.
He's getting a huge ovation.
Yeah, he is. That's fun. I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Is this Rajiv? Is in California and wants to talk to us about eyeballs. You got like 90 seconds to talk eyeballs. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. This is Rajiv. I'm the guy that had met John Williams to talk to about him before. But anyway,
cool.
For eyeballs, you remember when Jeremy Renner got in that accident where he was run over by the snowcat?
Oh, no. Yes,
that
I do.
That happened to him, and they had to push his eye back in.
Come on. His eyeball came out of his head?
Yeah. It's actually called like traumatic eyeball luxation, L-U-X-A-T-I-O-N. When it actually pops out. But yeah, your optic nerve is sort of what connects the eyeball to
The
rest of your thing. So that does happen.
Oh, no. He had a really bad accident when he was trying to save someone else.
It was a crushing injury, but yeah, right. It actually sort of popped out. They had to sort of pop it back in. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, on that note, thank you for letting us know that it's possible, I think. But
hey, absolutely.
And thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Hey, love listening to you guys.
Thank you. Even when we're talking about eyeballs, and thankfully Jeremy Renner is not only back to health, but he's acting again, which is amazing. If I remember correctly, it was his nephew. He had some type of an injury trying to save his nephew in an accident. Anyway, so that's crazy. But we did get a suggestion from Pam on our Facebook page. She said the optic nerve is white, and so cooked spaghetti is how we would do this for the Halloween costume.
Cooked spaghetti,
and you would we would affix it somehow to the eyeball.
Need like a couple strands to make the
make it look real,
but I think you're onto something.
Oh my gosh! All right, eyeball suggestions, final four suggestions as well. Not sure if you've had a chance to weigh in. We've gotten everything from candy to ice cream flavors to dog breeds to TV shows. Trying to think of some of the other ones. Oh, pizza toppings is a really popular one. Beaches. wines. I couldn't even name four wines if I tried, actually. So we'll do that during Final Four week. But this morning, enjoy your baseball from South Korea. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.